Merlin nodded once more. God's Day, which was inserted into the middle of the month of July each year, was the Church of God Awaiting's equivalent of Christmas and Easter rolled into one. It was the highest and most holy religious festival of the year, and given what the Brethren of St. Gernot knew about the religion they dared not openly denounce for so long, he could see why Steiner would have wanted to have this conversation before he had to celebrate God's Day in Telisburg Cathedral as Archbishop of Carus for the first time. Still, I can understand that, I suppose, Your Eminence. But what exactly does Caleb have to do with your timing for this little revelation?
Ever since the vault was unsealed, there have been strenuous rules governing when and how its contents were to be made known to others. One of those rules has been that before anyone could be admitted to the truth, he must have attained the age of wisdom, which, simply because some firm definition of when that could be presumed to have occurred was necessary, was set at the age of 30. Another rule is that all those already privy to the truth must agree before anyone else is admitted to it, and not everyone nominated for the truth is actually told in the end. Two of the last 8 monarchs of Carus were never informed, for example, because the brethren of their time believed telling them would have constituted too great a risk. And Steiner's eyes turned even graver. In both cases, their own fathers agreed with the majority of the brethren.
But surely that's not the case with Caleb, Merlin objected.
Of course not. We've always, Harald, always, intended to inform him of the truth as soon as he reached the age of 30. Unfortunately, the group of 4 refused to wait long enough for that. Now we have a king whose determination, courage, and wit we all trust implicitly, but who's too young, under the brethren's rules, to be informed. And, to be perfectly honest, there are some among us who fear his youth and directness, his impetuosity, perhaps. One thing young Caleb has never been is hesitant about speaking his mind or confronting an enemy. The fear isn't that he would reject the journal's contents, but rather that if he learns the full truth, if he's shown the proof that for almost 1,000 years the Church has controlled all of Safehold through the greatest lie in human history, he'll be unable to resist throwing that charge against the group of 4 as well. And that, Merlin, is something we cannot do. Not yet. Schism within the Church we can contemplate, especially so long as that schism is couched in terms of reforming corruption, decadence, and abuses. But outright heresy, true heresy, easily provable by reference to the Holy Writ and the testimonies, would put far too potent a weapon into Clinton's hands. The day is coming, will come, when that heresy will be openly proclaimed. The Brethren of St. Gernot have labored to bring that day for 4 centuries. But for now, we must keep this a war over the Church's abuses. Over spiritual issues, yes, but spiritual issues secular rulers can grasp in secular terms, not over deeply divisive points of doctrine and theology. Merlin unsteepled his fingers and leaned forward in his chair, his expression intent.